Read it.
And now, we steer the mindship into the Dreamcast and search through the brainwaves of the podcast universe for the signal.
Floating again into the mindcast, into the dream waves, into intent, into purpose, into outcome. And then what's after the outcome? Renewal. We have to do it again. Tell a different story, though. We have to go on a different quest. So what's that quest now? Well, if you're a podcaster on Anchor, it looks like let's see who can monetize their podcast first. Because as you know, once someone subscribes to one podcast, they're hesitant to subscribe to more. So if you haven't figured it out now by listening to other podcasts made on Anchor, we're offering subscriptions. So if you like my podcast more than other podcasts, hit that subscribe button on the Anchor page. Give us some money. Why don't you? You plucky little chaps, you chapettes. Wonder what it is, male-female ratio, that listens to my podcast. These are the things that don't keep me up at night because I sleep like a baby. But it's a big thank you to me. But I want to thank all of you for listening, regardless if you subscribe or not. But if you do, huge thank you. But just thanks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to me spill my guts, try to make you laugh, try to make you cry, make myself cry sometimes, you know, get all gushy and mushy and stuff on you. But yeah, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the JokeCast. And now the Dreamcast, as we step aboard the mindship and set it to fly off into the missima of the unconscious mind and the conscious mind and the groupthink mind of Anchor. Let's see who's out there, what they think about all this monetizing.
What's
what's going on, brother?
Make any money yet?
Yeah, right. 13 cents on the fucking dollar. This motherfucker's raping us, yo.
No, it's the other way around.
What is it?
They take 13 cents on the dollar.
Oh, do they? Oh, okay. I thought we got 13 cents on the dollar.
No, they take 13 cents on the dollar. So if you make $100... you get $89. And the rest is taken in like the transaction fees and stuff.
Followers, like 100 followers.
What's up, Erica?
Hey.
You make any money yet?
No.
She said no.
Why would I do that?
Because they're monetizing. You can monetize your podcast now.
Yeah, I know. And you, like, if you have music on your thing, apparently you can or something.
Yeah, you have to take all the music off.
I don't know how the hell my shit. I got the fucking Rocky Balboa shit.
I like my music. Screw that.
Well, no, that? But yours is on like a record. You know, yours is on an MP3 that you've uploaded, whereas mine was all stuff I shared off of Apple Music.
No, that's what I did. I shared it on the. Oh, wait, no, not...
Well, they put in a button. They put in a button, I think, that for, like, remove all.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
But here we are.
I like my music. It's cool.
Who do you think will get the first subscriber? I'm guessing Manny Mo.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
He probably already has, like, 10 subscribers, and they're all him.
He supports himself.
Is everybody charging now? Like, what's up with that? Do you go on a certain list or something when it costs money or something? Or is it just donations?
It's subscription. Yeah, it's subscription fee.
Mm. I'm gonna try to get all my Facebook people to do it. I'm like, look, everybody just donate $1 a month. That's $12. That's $12 a year for your boy Spidey. Don't you want to be entertained by me?
Exactly.
So $1 a day. I'm gonna make a funny video. Think of me like a child in one of those videos. For 12 cents a day, you could feed Spidey Heck.
Oh, that'd be funny.
For 12 cents a year, you can feed Spidey Heck.
What have you guys been doing on your shows?
This
nothing much.
This
yeah. About talking, you, Spidey.
Calling you.
Calling me.
Reading from books.
Braingasm.
What?
You haven't heard Braingasm? Mm. Go listen to Braingasm. It's my newest episode.
Oh, okay.
The funny shit is, you know what? I put out Braingasm, and then this guy was listening to my shit. I don't know if he listened to the whole episode, but he listened to it, and I had put a segment out where I had Vanny Gagovich going to the gym, and he sees a chick checking him out, and the chick happens to be a tranny.
Oh, right? God.
So I'm listening to this. I'm looking on Instagram, and I see this other guy. He's talking. He talked about gym stuff, and somehow, his episode he put out was talking about him seeing a chick. And I'm like, wait a minute. I went back to my episode to look to see who listened to it, and he listened to it. So this motherfucker stole my material.
Oh damn! Oh,
that's messed up.
And then this was the funny part. Then I put on his Instagram. I said, why do our episodes sound so similar? And I checked when he put that episode out, and he put it out like a day after I did, or like 4 hours after I did mine. So I sent them a message on there, like, you know, trying to be like funny. Like, hey, how is it that our episodes sound the same?
Did he say anything?
He said, he said, oh, you have one at your gym too? I'm like, bitch, you stole my shit. Oh, no. He said, what episode is that? And then I looked and I'm like,
I would have screenshotted
the one you copied, dude.
The one it shows you listening to, you jackass. That I screenshotted, and here you go, 4 hours before you put your episode out. God,
look, damn. Because, you know, he recorded it and then put it on Instagram. I'm like,
what's this guy's name? Say his name out loud.
Too bad you can't see a screenshot of the time.
DeVille, something like that.
DeVille?
Yeah. DeVille, Devil.
What's the name of his podcast?
That is the name of his podcast.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't think it's Tossy yourself. It's this guy's name. DeVille, whatever. And it's like Jim something. I'll send you a screenshot of it later.
Yeah.
What's up? What are you guys up to? What's up?
Stealing other people's material.
I was just watching this really screwed up movie about, they have this, you know, it's about like artificial intelligence thing, but like robots.
We lost Spidey. Oh, well.
But they made this drug, you know, that lets you fall in love for a couple hours.
Okay.
It gives you the robot? You know, euphoric feeling. Like it's a drug. That gives you that in love feeling, like gives you the same like brain, I don't know, some neurons in your brain like fire at the same time and the same. So
but
like no matter who you take it with, no, that's just part of the movie. Like it was, they were making AIs, but then they also made a drug for regular people to just fall in love. But then you feel like crap when it wears off because you don't really like these people or whatever.
Right. That's what sucks.
It's kind of like, that's why I don't deal drug, love... actually.
Right. That's why I don't deal in love potions. You always get in trouble.
How you been? What are you doing?
Chilling in my basement, drinking some water.
Drinking some water?
Drinking some holy water out of a goblet.
Ew. What are you doing that for?
Because I'm thirsty.
I saw you were on, you were live with Tourette's. What's up with that? What are you guys doing?
We were trying to do an Instagram thing, but it didn't work, to talk about the monetization, but we never got the sound to work, so it's just him and I, like, mouthing, I can't hear you, to each other.
So you couldn't hear each other?
Right.
But did you hear you on the video when it was done?
I have no idea. I don't watch it. I got busy. No, I had stuff to do. Well, my son had the tube surgery today.
Tube surgery? What's that?
Where they put tubes in his ears to drain the fluid out because he's had so many ear infections.
Oh, is that bad?
Yeah, it was that bad.
How is he?
He's like fucking going to daycare tomorrow because I'm like don't have the energy to keep up with him. Good God.
So is he good?
Yeah, he's like he never had. It was like he nothing. By the time he went to bed, it was like nothing ever happened.
Oh yeah, my kid had heart surgery at 4, and he was pretty. In 3 days, he was jumping around,
bouncing off the walls. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, I mean, he could barely walk down a hallway the first day, and then all of a sudden, you know, we bring him home 3 days later, and he's bouncing balloons, like punching right. balloons and playing. And I was like, wow. It's amazing how great they bounce back when they're little.
I know. They have immune systems, and they're not lethargic, and they don't use it as an excuse to do nothing.
They're not broken yet.
What have you been up to?
Me? Catching up on movies. I finally got to watch The Avengers.
Oh, what'd you think?
The Infinity War one. And it wasn't bad. I mean, I don't know anything about the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yeah.
And I don't see the purpose of why that guy did all that, but
well, yeah, Star-Lord. Yeah, Star-Lord fucked it all up.
Yeah,
Thanos did it. Well, it's the whole Malthusian thing. That if there's a finite amount of resources and the universe had reached that capacity where everyone's fighting for resources.
Oh, he wanted to fix it.
So he wanted to fix it, exactly.
Okay, see, I didn't
know. So if you wipe out half the population of the universe, then it's going to take them like billions of years instead of millions of years to reach that.
And he thought he was being fair by making it random and...
Well, and then now what they say the rumor is the one's going to be in the next one's going to be like 8 years in the future. And society is going to live in like this galactic utopia.
All because of him. So is he going to be like ruler?
He was kind of right. But at the same time, no, he's like done. Because you saw how the movie ended. He's like,
I'm done.
I'm just going to watch the sunset and
I can't believe it just ended like that. That's just, I don't know.
Well,
it just seemed like a part one type thing.
Yeah.
Cause I heard they wanted to name it part one and two first, but then they didn't because part two is tight.
It's huge spoilers.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. But I just thought that was disappointing, that ending. And then I finally got to see did you ever see that movie Tag?
No.
This is where they were playing tag for like 30 years, these group of guys.
God, no.
And they were trying to get this last guy that never got tagged. It was kind of funny, but silly, but funny. And they showed all these real videos, I guess like YouTube clips of like older people playing tag and stuff. Like just a way to like stay together to be friends, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's the way to stay together.
Except the one guy who never got tagged like was always running away, so he was kind of...
Lame.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you? How's everything else?
Everything else has been pretty good.
So have you gotten any donations?
Nope. Still at zero.
I don't know. Do you see the reason for people to do that? Like, I don't know.
They like you? They have money to spend?
Like, just for the heck
of
it?
Just for the heck of it?
Yeah, I guess that's cool. But, I mean, well, you got a lot of subscribers, so you probably get something.
I don't think I have a lot of subscribers.
We have a lot of like listener things.
Do I?
Seems like
compared
it.
Compared to other people?
Yeah.
Like, how many people do you usually get a day on average?
Oh, I get like nobody. I'm not even gonna match mine. I don't even do. I don't do anything. So like I'm better with other people.
Yeah, because I had 400 and some people today.
Oh really? Yeah. What'd you do today?
Other I have no idea.
This.
Just the last two episodes.
Just today?
Yeah. Probably just the last two episodes.
Yeah, there's.
And it could be like people are listening to like 7 or 8 episodes at a time because you know I don't do long episodes.
Well, yeah. I think it's better that way because you know people's attention is really hard to keep sometimes.
Well, that's my theory.
Yeah, it's better to do it in like short spurts, you know, like to give them little bits here and there, unless it's like really, really interesting or something like
you're
really
riveted, like you're talking about something absolutely yeah. riveting, like.
But still, tariffs. You should still give breaks. You know, like chapters. I don't
that's
know.
That's true. Like that. We'll be right back.
Yeah, give them a chance to go to the bathroom and get a drink and stuff like
that. Well, if you're listening to a podcast, I think it'd be pretty easy just to carry the phone with you.
Oh,
well,
yeah, I guess.
I imagine like a lot of people listen to me while pooping.
Yeah, that killed my theory. All right, never mind. This is riveting.
I listen to Kendrick every day because as soon as I hear his soothing voice, my bowels begin to move.
Yeah, every morning at 5 a.m. when I take a crap. Great.
I do. By like 8 a.m., I've got like 126 people have listened sometimes. 120, 130.
So maybe you're right. They're in the bathroom listening to
they're you. They're pooping great. Or they're on the treadmill is my theory.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Or it's like all or my, driving it's my to Pakistani work. Fans up late at night.
What about the work drivers?
Or the work drivers, yeah, to exactly. To. Thank you.
The ones that used to listen to Howard
yeah,
Stern.
Yeah, now they listen to me, hoping I'll like, hey, Erica, take your top off.
Uh-huh.
Describe,
or that you'll do some
describe
really great...
your boobs to us.
Ugh.
No, don't. Please don't do that. I don't.
Yeah, thank
care.
You. That was rude.
See, I've been. I think I would be good at sexy talk, but it's like you know the
because you don't care.
Well, no, because I have like zero inhibitions. But at the same time, like,
oh,
what if you
okay.
get with someone that's bad at sexy talk? Like, oh, describe your breasts to me, and they're just like. Their breasts.
Their friends episode.
Kind of a C cup. Maybe in between a C and D. I don't know.
They did that on a Friends episode one time. And he's like, don't narrate, please. Because he wanted a strip tease. She's like, ooh, my feet are aching. And he's like, no, don't narrate.
Yeah.
She was just so bad. It was funny. But it's supposed to be funny, so.
Well, yeah. I think it's only good if, like, both people are good at it. If, like, one person's really bad at it.
Yeah, and you have to be really into it, I guess. You have to be, like, into that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Otherwise, it's just, I mean.
One person talking dirty.
If you could be, like, hurt, like, hysterically laughing.
That's true, and that's bad.
You're like, no, stop.
Stop laughing. This is supposed to be sexy.
Wait, I wasn't kidding. No.
I'd be afraid to like slip food references in. Like if I was hungry. Like I've been craving donuts for the last couple of days, but I've been trying to eat better. So I'd be like, oh, I want to lick the frosting off that donut right now. What?
You should probably know the person you're going to do that with. So this way you know what's acceptable and what's not.
That's a honey cruller right there.
Yeah, that's really attractive.
Like your entire foreplay is nothing but talking about donuts.
You're like, you want to go eat instead?
Honey dip. You want to go get some donuts instead? Oh, that sounds good. And like, honestly, if we didn't have a kid, that would probably end up happening a lot.
That's much better. Yeah.
Like, start making out, like, start throwing out the food references. Mmm. Like, what if you're hungry for gyro, though? Like, mmm.
For
you
what?
Taste like tzatziki, like a gyro or something.
Oh. Tzatziki sauce. Mm. Hey, I like those.
your tongue reminds me of the meat tornado at the gyro.
Oh,
do you want to stop having sex and go to the gyro shop? Yeah.
Hey, now you're going to crush. You call him a gyro? I call it a gyro.
It's pronounced gyro.
Oh, I call them gyros.
Well, like no actual Greek people, and they'll tell you how to pronounce it correctly. It's gyro.
Well, they don't correct me when I ask for
them.
Well,
no, because they don't care. Most of them
they
are,
want,
yeah,
business.
They want business.
I know.
They want your money. They don't want to be like, it's pronounced gyro.
And they never give you enough sauce.
No, you always have to ask for extra sauce. That pisses me off,
yeah,
too.
Why do they do that? Is there a reason?
Because they're cheap. The sauce is expensive.
Yeah, but they'll throw on like 10 pounds of meat and then they'll give you like...
Oh, that meat is like just like slow cooked butt meat. I mean, you know, it's like that inner thigh meat. That's why they gotta slow cook it.
Well, it's not even like real. It's supposed to be lamb, right?
No, it's like, but lamb. It's, yeah, but it's usually beef.
Yeah, like, yeah, beef or
or it's lamb
else, right?
And beef. Because lamb's so
oh,
much
is
more
that
expensive.
Like a cheaper,
yeah,
lamb thing?
Because lamb's more expensive. The shawarma.
Does it taste better with lamb?
I think lamb has a higher fat content. So if you're into it, sure.
Have you ever had it? Like the real
Oh,
lamb?
Yeah. I've had like traditional like lamb Greek dishes. And most of those places are Lebanese. And sometimes they'll do, like, Lebanese, like, full-on, like, cooked goat dishes off-menu and stuff.
I don't think I've had, like, a real one, like, with real lamb meat.
Well, I've had the ones where it's, like, the lamb meat skewers.
Yeah, like, it's always on that skewer thing, you know, that they shave it off of, but you don't know what that is.
No, I mean, they, like, bring, like, grilled skewers of, like, lamb meatballs to your table.
Oh,
and then
okay.
They like either cook them there or take them off there, you know.
Now I want to show. See, I'm trying not to eat as much and you're just making me hungry now.
Gyro.
You're horrible at this.
Gyro.
This is so not what you were trying to do.
I still haven't had fried chicken.
I have.
You bastard. Well, yeah, you had it when I talked to you yesterday.
Yeah, I finally got the fried chicken, but it was.
Well, let's do the, like,
right.
Let me put myself into the trance and you ask me, like, unconscious questions. Let's do that.
Like what?
I don't know. Come up with some questions while I'm putting myself in the trance.
Okay.
Because I have
go
to
ahead.
Tell the truth.
Well, how long does that take?
Well, I got to get in the right position first.
Okay, you do that.
All right.
How do I know when you're in a trance?
Ask away.
Like what? About?
Anything you want answers to that you think I'll answer truthfully.
How is your sex life?
Average.
Really?
For a married couple, average.
Are you? I don't know. I don't know what to ask you. Are you having a good social life?
Yeah, I have friends outside of my house. Yes.
Are you developing better relationships?
I think so.
Let me think.
Are you smoking?
No, I don't.
And I hear a lighter.
Yeah, because he's smoking. Okay. He just gave me a drink, and then. Okay. Let's see. What's a good question to ask?
Hey, Notorious.
He's formally
the artist formerly known as Notorious.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you trying to steal Prince's status?
I should. No one else is running with it.
What's the last skit you did?
I think it was like a bar pickup skit.
We did I that. Know, like, it's the last ago. Skit. Like,
no one wants that? To do skits. Why I thought not? The Bard translating service was hilarious. It's
which one's
the one where it's like, they're on a quest to find their lost ATM card.
I'm going to learn how to speak French.
Est-ce que tu parlez-vous français, s'il vous plaît?
Can you speak French?
Un peu.
Other than like basic words that we all know from school.
Un peu. D'accord.
Mi amor.
That's Italian.
Je t'aime. Je t'aime.
Je t'aime. I love.
It sounds so cool. Je t'aime. So much nicer than I love.
Okay.
Everything sounds nicer in French. That's why I want to learn.
Shaking the trance off. All right. You're
up. What's the matter, Kenrick? What's up with you?
I still think the funny part was the donuts, sexy donut talk.
Yeah, you turned dirty talk into food talk. Is that what you do when you try that?
Well, it's like you know when you can tell one person is much more into sex than the other person, and the other person's like
when one starts talking about food exactly. And the other's still talking about sex.
It's like you're trying to get sexy, and then the other person's like chicken, and it's like all right, let's go get some chicken.
Yeah, that's
now that we're talking about food, I kind of want to go get some food now. So
I know, me too. See, I
so
told
go
you.
Get a gyro, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, you
later. Too.
Bye.
And welcome.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
To the mindship, as we enter the realm of the Dreamcast, we have liftoff.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.